Hi, my name is Grant, and this is the scripture. While Jesus and his disciples were traveling, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his message. By contrast, Martha was
preoccupied
with getting everything ready for their meal. So Martha came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare the table all by myself? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and is distracted by
many
things. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part. It won't be taken away from her."
You know, Joey was maybe about 3 years old when he first started asking, "Who's coming over?" anytime he saw us cleaning the house. And I'm surely not the only person who has uttered, "Oh, I'm glad we have company coming over because I needed a reason to pick up." And with no one coming over, and all of us in our house, we found plenty of need, but not always enough motivation. There are some people who are just especially neat and tidy. I'm not one of those people. I mean, I wouldn't describe myself as slovenly, but I'm not one of those people that needs my kitchen sink to have absolutely no water spots, you know? And I'll be honest, at times my superpower has been best described as stashing things so a room looks like it's been picked up even when it hasn't. All of this time at home has certainly impacted the amount of housework there is to do. I mean, there are more dishes when everyone is home for every meal. There are more messes to pick up because the kids are all home all day, every day. Okay, there are also more messes to pick up because I'm home all day, every day, too. And I know technically there shouldn't be more laundry since we wear the same number of clothes for the same number of days, but it certainly feels like there's a lot more, and I'll acknowledge ours has a lot more pajamas in it than it used to. And then there are some extra things our lives have picked up. I mean, at least according to Facebook, everyone I know is baking something, whether it's bread or cookies. And then there's all the home improvement projects that have been put off, and now might as well be the time to do them, right? The folks down at Ace Hardware tell me their sales are up 30% since we got ordered to stay at home. Many of us are also supporting learners who have made little corners of our homes into their classrooms as they continue to learn and grow in random parts of our homes instead of at school. All while tending to our own to-dos, we help them find the Google Classroom links and the Seesaw assignments and the Meetup video classrooms, and I think we're going to have to reset the router again, buddy. And for those of us lucky enough to still have gainful employment, there's whatever professional work we're trying to get done, all while doing all these other things at the same time, and the professional work is being done in new ways, often with new anxiety about how to make it all work, whether those new ways of doing it are trying to figure out how to do it all from home, or the new ways of trying to keep yourself safe while you work an essential job exposed to the public. And for those who have found themselves without work right now, I am aware of how much effort goes into not having a job, as you not only try to manage all the things around life, but at the same time spending 4 hours on hold with the unemployment office, only to get transferred to another line to hold for a while, to be told that you should then go visit a web page that seems to be crashing 98% of the time. You have our prayers and a commitment that we will be with you through this rough spot. And this, of course, is no means an exhaustive list of all the things we're trying to do and balance right now. And I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. Which brings us to our scripture today. The story of Mary and Martha, two sisters who are visited by Jesus. Two people who experience the divine presence outside the sanctuary. In fact, these are two people who experience God's presence right in their home. What we find in our scripture today is Jesus arriving to be with people at home just like us. And he's received in two very different ways. You know, it was only in recent years I'd ever even heard an interpretation of this scripture that didn't place judgment on Martha. For most of my life, I remember only hearing that we need to be less like Martha and more like Mary. Now, in some ways, that metaphor can be insightful. I mean, if we feel we have to do things to be acceptable to God, we are invited to quit trying to make ourselves enough. God loves us and will be with us just as we are. But that whole interpretation presupposes that Martha was doing her work from a place of inadequacy. What if Martha was expressing her love by doing things for other people? What if acts of service are one of the ways Martha says, "I love you," to people? To tell her to stop doing what she's doing would be to tell her to stop sharing love. It was just a few years ago during Vacation Bible School, I heard this scripture interpreted as a reminder that we all have different ways of engaging the world around us. We all have different needs and ways of being in the divine presence. And Martha's problem wasn't that she was busy doing things. Her problem was actually that she was placing expectations on her sister to do things her way. I was surprised and delighted by this fresh interpretation of a scripture I had heard so many times, and was pleased that our children would hear an invitation so early in their lives to recognize and respect the uniqueness of understandings and spirituality and the ways that people connect with God or express love. That was so encouraging. And I hold that understanding now along with all the others I've gathered along my way. Like I said, I'm well versed in the understandings of this scripture that ask us to slow down in order to experience the divine presence. I remember talking with a friend about how proud I was to be fitting so much into my days at a certain point in my life. One of my habits at the time was to listen to an audiobook while walking the dog in the morning. I mean, here I was, getting exercise, taking care of one of the dog's needs, and catching up on the newest business management psychology insights available on Audible. And my friend, who I was telling this to, looked at me and said, "Wow, that's a lot of stuff to be doing so poorly." And I was so put off. "Excuse me?" And my friend replied, "Brad, you think you're doing more, but I think you're just doing less. I mean, you aren't really present and enjoying your time with your dog. You aren't really focused in engaging the book that you said you were interested in. You're just skimming the surface of things that matter to you." You see, that's what I hear Jesus saying to Martha. His exact words are, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. Only one thing is necessary." And in those words, I hear my friend's wisdom. "You're just skimming the surface of things that matter to you." When Jesus says only one thing is necessary, I don't believe he's saying all the other things don't matter. I hear him saying it is necessary to be present to one thing at a time. Which for some of you out there might be very validating and assuring because you're so good at it. For some of us, it is convicting and difficult to hear. But Jesus' job wasn't to try and comfort the multitaskers. Jesus was inviting all of us to create some space and some time. We're not asked to quit doing all the things that we do in life. We have responsibilities and needs to tend to, especially right now. I mean, I know I've got to go around the house and finish all these little projects I started for this sermon. What I hear so clearly in our scripture today is that Jesus comes to meet us where we are. And Jesus will meet us how we are, Whether we're the quiet type or the busy type or any other type, I hear clearly that we need not worry about or judge others for how they embrace the divine presence. And that even for all of our doing, we're invited to also create time to be with the divine presence. So I invite you to not just skim the surface of things that matter. I invite you to find some depth in a time and circumstance that often can feel shallow. Now that depth might start as simply as a deep breath. And that deep breath might turn into a more meaningful moment, a moment of appreciation, a moment of calming. Or perhaps those moments that are hard to find. The divine will also meet us in a moment of honest feeling. The divine will meet us in a moment of acknowledging that we are overwhelmed. The divine will meet us in a moment of naming that we are tired or frustrated or uncertain. And the loving acceptance of God will be with us as deep as we are willing to go into those feelings. Because God is with us. God is with us where we are, as we are, how we are. And that can't be taken away from us.